Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a classic Amen-style break and turning it into a fresh drum and bass loop with modern punch and vintage soul, all inside Ableton Live 12. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're going to keep it beginner-friendly, but still make it sound proper. The goal here is not just to chop up an old break and leave it looping forever. We want to shape it, tighten it, add impact, and make it feel like it belongs in a real DNB arrangement. So grab an Amen break or an Amen-style loop with some character. It does not have to be perfect. In fact, a little grit is good. Some hiss, some room sound, some dirt is all part of the magic. What matters most is that the kick and snare hits are clear enough to slice. First, drag the break into an audio track in Ableton. Set your tempo somewhere in that drum and bass zone, like 170, 174, or 176 BPM. If the sample came from a different tempo, that's totally fine. We're going to work with it. Now double-click the clip and turn warp on. For a break like this, start with beats mode. That keeps it punchy and percussive. If the loop is already close to your tempo, just warp it lightly. If it's a loose, old recording, don't overcorrect it. A little swing and wobble can actually help the vibe. Next, this is where the fun starts. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, use transient slicing so Ableton chops the break at the natural hit points. Ableton will create a drum rock, with each slice mapped across pads. This is huge, because now you're not stuck with the original loop. You can rearrange it, repeat hits, remove hits, and create your own version while keeping the original character. Open the MIDI clip Ableton created and build a simple two-bar pattern. If you're just starting out, keep it basic. Try to preserve the feel of the original Amen. Keep the main snare hit strong. Add a ghost note before a snare. Maybe move one kick or leave one slice out to create space. That tiny bit of breathing room can make the whole break feel bigger. A good beginner mindset here is, don't overfill it. A lot of new producers think more hits means more energy, but in DNB, space is part of the power. A break that breathes can hit harder than one that's packed with notes. Now let's tighten things up. Inside the drum rack, each slice can be processed a little differently. A simple starter chain is EQ8, saturator, and utility. With EQ8, roll off any rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels harsh, gently reduce some top end around 6 to 10 Khz. Then add a little saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip for extra control. Utility is great for balancing the slices if one hit is too loud. If a slice feels too long or sloppy, open it in simpler and shorten the release or decay. You want the break to feel tight and controlled, but not dead. That balance is important. Too tight and it loses soul. Too loose and it smears the groove. Now for the modern punch. Put drum bus on the break group, or on the drum rack bus if you want the whole loop to feel thicker. Start gently. A little drive, a little crunch, a touch of transient if you want more snap. Keep boom low at first. You usually want punchy mids and clean low-end control, not a giant muddy thump. Drum bus is great, because it can make the drums feel aggressive without flattening the life out of them. Another great trick is parallel compression. This is one of the best ways to get modern density without destroying the original break. You can duplicate the chain or use a return track. On the parallel track, add a compressor, maybe a saturator, and even a little drum bus if you want. Set the compressor to grab hard, then blend that processed signal in quietly under the dry drums. You're aiming for thickness and presence, not obvious pumping. When this is dialed in right, the snare starts to feel bigger and the whole loop gets more physical. To keep the soul in the break, add some vintage-style coloration. Ableton's vinyl distortion is perfect for this. Use it subtly. A little drive, maybe a tiny bit of crackle if you want that sampled feel. You can also use saturator and EQ8 to shape the tone. If the break is too bright, gently dull the top. If it feels too thin, add a touch around 200 Hz. The goal is to make it feel like a record, not like a broken effect. Now let's think about the bass line. In DNB, the drums and bass have to work together. If the break is crowding the low end, carve it back a bit. Use EQ8 on the drum bus and gently remove anything below 30 to 40 Hz. You might also dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz if things get muddy. And if you want the snare to crack through better, a small boost around 3 to 5 Khz can help. Leave room for the sub to live underneath the drums. That's a huge part of getting a clean modern mix. Once the main loop is working, start thinking like an arranger. A good drum and bass loop should evolve every 4 or 8 bars. So maybe bar 1 and 2 are your main groove, then bar 3 or 4 adds a small fill. Maybe you remove one kick, or add a reverse slice into the snare, or change the last ghost hit. Tiny changes like that stop the loop from feeling robotic. You can also use reverb and delay sparingly to add soul. A short echo tail on a snare hit, or a tiny reverb send on a ghost note, can make the break feel much bigger. Just keep it subtle. In this style, too much space can wash out the groove. Short, focused, and selective is the move. A really good beginner habit is to work in short loops first. Get one or two bars feeling great before you build a full 8-bar section. If the short loop works, the arrangement becomes much easier. Also, use velocity as a groove tool. Even small changes in velocity can make the break feel more human and sampled. And listen at low volume sometimes. If the kick and snare still read clearly when it's quiet, the balance is probably solid. Here's a very useful coaching question to ask yourself after every tweak: did this improve groove, punch, or space? If the answer is no, undo it and move on. That one question can save you a lot of frustration. If you want a darker, heavier DNB flavor, there are a few easy moves. You can dip a little top end above 10 kHz, emphasize some body around 150 to 300 hz carefully, and add subtle grit with saturator or overdrive. For more tension, automate a low-pass filter opening into the drop, or mute the kick for half a bar before the main section lands. That kind of space makes the drop hit way harder. Here's a strong arrangement idea. Start with a filtered intro, then bring in the full punchy break for the drop. After 8 bars, introduce a more aggressive version with extra drive or parallel compression. Then later, switch to a slightly filtered or stripped-down version to keep the track moving. You don't need to reinvent the groove every time. You just need enough variation to keep the ear interested. A really effective practice exercise is to make 3 versions of the same sliced amen loop. Make one clean and punchy. Make one gritty and vintage. Make one with a fill or transition effect. Keep all 3 recognizable as the same break, but make each one useful in a different section of the track. That's how you start producing with intent instead of just looping audio. So to recap, slice the break to a drum rack, shape it with EQ and saturator, add punch with drum bus, thicken it with parallel compression, and bring in vintage soul with subtle texture. Then arrange it in small evolving sections so it feels alive in the track. That's the sweet spot here. Keep the soul, sharpen the impact, and make it work in the mix. That's how you turn an old-school amen variation into something that feels both classic and current. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter classroom-style script or into a step-by-step voiceover with section timestamps.